So what happened was that Mistama, some juice started to flow out a little bit. So what happened was, Idreyahu Oivikachov, Magoy again jumped up, Chovka, he like hugged the barrel. He grabbed the barrel to hold it together. Now this is a crack, a long crack, and he grabbed it to hold it together. So what's the halacha? So, Sharia Rafrum Bapapa. Vitema Rafuna brethren of Yeshua. Lizvun Liyadkachovim. They held it was Mutta Bahano. You allowed to sell this wine now to another guy. Mashra Bashtiya, they held it was Osa. But I call upon him Bahano, it's Mutta. Rashas Chok, Rashas Bains Reisov. The Chibra, he held it together until they brought another Kli. So he held it's Mutta Bahano, Rashi says. To Allah Shikshach. Listen, the guy did not shake this wine. The Afilu Shakir Bakasoyim Zul, even though he brought the piece together, Bevinageya Biyana De Chatsoya Chavyas, he's like touching the wine through the sides of the Chavyas, but Lehevi Kinageya Bekona. It's not like we had before where he touched the wine with a stick. The Hosso Meshachsha Bekona, fearing when the stick goes into the wine, he could shake the stick in the wine. Avulhoko Leka Shikshach Midi. Here there's no shaking of the wine. Since there's no massive of shaking, therefore the wine does not become asav ano. I call upon a mishtiyat asav. So he said, you'll have to sell this wine to a guy. Now, what's going to be the case? Tahani mili depoka liorka. Only if the slit was the length, along the barrel. Avu lefusya, let's say around the barrel, the width of the barrel had a slit. Then afilu mishtiyat shari. Now that the guy is just holding down on top of the barrel, holding the two pieces together, he's doing nothing. It's not even called like he touched the wine. And here it's Mutta Bishtiya. Yeah, turn over. In this case, where it's Lepusia, where it's the width of the barrel, here it's Mutta Afilu Bishtiya Shari. Even to drink the wine is Mutta. My time, what's the reason? My Salavena Covid. He's like just doing an action of bricks. Like it's not really doing anything. Where the barrel itself of the slit is along the barrel, so by itself the top part of the barrel is pressing down. So a very small amount of wine would come out. So the fact he's holding it, he's not doing that much. If there's a slit along the barrel, then we'll say something to crack open. So all the wine would fall out. Therefore, if the guy is holding it together, it's called his kayak is holding the wine back. But where the slit is across the barrel, then we say anyway, the top part is pressing down. So all he's doing is like putting a brick on top, just securing a little bit more, that doesn't mean anything. That's not called like he was Nagei in the wine, therefore the wine is Mutu even Mishtiya. My time is called Maisa Levein HaKovit. Now, who Ovid Chovin? There was a guy. The Ishtakak Tehevei Koi B'matzarta. You found him by a wine press. In the middle of Kedem's wine press, we found the guy walking around there. So question, what's the halacha now? We have to be afraid, did he touch the wine or not? Did the wine Yai Nesach now or not? Some Rav Ashi says, does the guy was in the vat, so most probably he touched the vat. So it depends. If there's wetness on the vat, and the vat itself still has some bottom juice wine there, tofech latzviach means if you touch it with your hand, it'll be wet enough that if you touch something else, you'll make that second thing wet also. That's called tofech latzviach. So tofech latzviach, there's enough wine left on the bottom of this vat. When the guy touched it, so kitzur becomes yai nesach. So boi hadocha or boi niguf. You have to now wash out, clean out this vat. You have to like kasher it. So you have to first hadocha, wash it out well. And niguf means dry it out, and we'll have later. It means put eif. You have to put ashes there to take away the tam of the yain. We'll have the gemaras later. But if it was dried out, if the vat was dried out, even though you found the guy inside it, the adocha b'al masagilot, it's enough just to wash out the vat. But mashma, you have to wash out the vat. You have to rinse it out, since the guy was there in the vat. So if there's wine there, pshit it's also. But the case where the vat was empty, it depends how empty. If it was still a little bit of wetness on the bottom, then you have to kasher the vat. But if it was dry, then even if you touch it, your hands would not get that wet, that you could wet something else, then it's enough just to rinse it out. So the Mishnah. We find the guy standing next to your pit full of wine, full of Jewish wine. We have a doubt now that the guy touched the wine or not. So it depends. If the guy has a lien upon this wine, meaning the guy lent you money, the Jew owes the guy money,
and he lent them our mashkin of this wine. That if you don't pay me back the money, I could take this wine. So then also, then we have to be afraid maybe the guy touched the wine. Like he's not afraid to touch the wine. If you have any tzaras, he finds you, he'll say, listen, you didn't pay me back my money, I'm taking the wine. So the guy is not afraid to touch the wine. We have to be afraid then that he actually touched the wine, and the wine would become asabano. Let's say the guy does not have a lien on this wine. The Jew did not lend him any money. Then mutter. Then stamazai, the wine is still mutter. We do not say the guy touched the wine. What's going to be nofal labor? Let's say a guy, this is a famous case, a guy fell into the pit of wine. He fell into the bor. The olan, he came up. Or else, modadu v'kona. Or else, let's say he was measuring it with a stick. He put a stick into the barrel to see how much wine is there. Modadu v'kona. Yeah. Or else, hitiz esatsiro. There was a hornet there in the wine, and he came with a stick to hit away the hornet. So he touched the wine with another kavana. A hit is a satsura bakana. I show you matfiach api chavis ruseches. Or else the wine was like bubbling, there was like foam on top of the wine, and the guy came and hit the foam with his hands, which on top of the foam is not a der shichshach. A guy does not, when he touches the foam, the top bubbling of the wine, that's not a derech mishachshach to touch it l'shem avodah zarah. So in all these cases, we know his kavano was not to make shikshach here. In all these cases, b'chol leilu ha'yumaisa, it happened in front of the chomim. The yom the chom said yimocher. They hold the wine is still asa b'shtia, but it's mutav anor. You're allowed to sell this wine. The guy fell into the ditch of wine, so he didn't have kavano l'nasich. But still, the ma'isa the guy touched it. So chom hold it's asa b'shtia, but you're allowed to sell this wine. For Rabbi Shimon Mat, Rabbi Shimon Shita, we have before, he also knows, even Mutter B'shtiyah, you're allowed to drink this wine. Since we know what the guy is doing here, he just fell into the wine, he does not have kavana to make the nisuch, therefore the wine is Mutter, even B'shtiyah.
But before you say that, the guy can change
it. Let's say a guy got angry at a Jew, and he picked up a barrel. V'zolka b'chamos labor, he picked up a barrel of wine, and he threw the barrel in his anger, and he threw the barrel into the bore of wine. So how you maisa v'chshiru? This was the maisa from the chum. They said it's mutter. They matter the wine even b'shtiyah, because it's clear there's no kavon here. To even asayach, he did it. He was angry. Therefore, it's mutter. Rashi show you. That's the fight. Yeah. So we'll see in the Gemara why. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Yesamach Mebeis Olden. He mentions that again. Oved kechavim shenimtzu oimed v'tzad habor shol yayin. You find a guy that's standing by the side of a pit full of wine. And we have a doubt now, did the guy touch the wine or not? And this was Jewish wine up until now. So it depends. Im yesh lo milva olav, if the guy has a lien upon this wine, meaning the guy lent the Jew some money. And he made an apoitiki that if you do not pay me back the money, I have a right to take this wine. Then we say the wine is also bano, because the guy is not afraid to touch the wine. Even though the goyim know if they would touch the wine, they would make it yai nesach, the Jew cannot use it, and the Jew will get angry, but the guy has the right to say, listen, you owe me this wine anyway. If you do not pay me back the money, I would collect this wine. Therefore, the guy is not afraid, so the wine is also. But ein loy milvolov. Let's say the guy does not have a lien. The Jew does not owe him money. Does not owe him this wine. Then mutter. Then we say, since the wine belongs to a Jew, even though we find the guy around there, the guy would have mirsus. He would be afraid. He'll be afraid. He'll be caught ruining the Jew's wine. Therefore, the wine would be mutter. Now, nofal labor. Let's say the guy falls into the bar, the pit full of wine. By mistake, he falls in there. The yola, and he comes up. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how he came up. He came up dead. Or else, moide bikono. Or else, moide bikono. He was measuring the wine, how much wine there is in his pit, with a stick, with a kona. Or else, hitter es hatsiro bakono. There was a hornet floating on top of the wine. So the guy came with a stick just to knock away the hornet. So the kids, he does not have das to make nisuch to make the wine also. Oy shoyu maftiach api chavis meroyseches. Or else there's a barrel of wine where you just pour the fresh wine into the barrel, that the wine starts to float up on top. There's foam on top, and the guy now like just hits the foam. So on the foam, it's lav derech shichshuch. That's not a derech to be menaseach the wine. So in bechol elu, in all these cases, hoyemaiser, once happened, the omru, the chum said yimacher. That in all these cases, it's called like a maga shloi de kavoni, does not have das to make nisach. Therefore, the locher is it's also b'shtia. We're not allowed to drink this wine, but mutavano, you're allowed to sell the wine. That's the locher yimacher. However, Rabbi Shimon Mat, Rabbi Shimon goes a step further and says it's even muta b'shtia. Since the guy only touched the wine without a kavonas nisuch, he did not have any intentions to make nisuch here. We know exactly why he touched it. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Shita is it's even muta b'shtia. We'll soon see the Gemara. We don't pass on Rabbi Shimon. Now, what's going to be not less achovis? A guy became angry at a Jew, so the guy picked up a barrel. It could be an empty barrel. He picked up anything. He picked up an empty barrel. V'zorka b'chamos elabor, and he became angry at the Jew. So the guy picked up this empty barrel and he threw it now into the pit of wine that belongs to the Jew, into the yayin kosher. So what's the halacha? So it says v'hoyim ma'isus. What's happened? A case like this v'yachshiru, and the chumash said the wine is mutter even b'shtia. The guy is not after the wine. Even though we had before that if a guy dilutes the wine, if a guy takes water and throws it into the wine, it's also for Jew to drink the wine now. But that's only if he throws water into the wine, he's doing something bedas. So there it looks a little bit like he's touching the wine. But over here we're just throwing something into it with his anger. Here we say it's not called a mag at all. It's like a shkiach. And therefore the Rabbanan left it that it's muti even b'shtia. Talmud says, "Omar Shmuel, v'ushi yesh loy milva aloysa yayin." That's what the Reish of the Mishnah says, that if you find the guy by the pit of Jewish wine, so we say the wine is muta if the guy does not have a lien on the wine. But if he has a lien on the wine, then the wine is also, we're afraid the guy would touch it. So Shmuel says, "V'ushi yesh loy milva aloysa yayin," meaning that the guy has the right to collect this wine, like he lent the money to the Jew, and he made up with the Jew, if you do not pay me back, I have a right to collect this wine back from you. So then the guy has no mirsus. Even though the Jew is around there, he's not afraid to touch the wine, because anyway he has the right to collect the wine. So that's the case of the Mishnah. But if the guy, let's just say, the guy lent the Jew money, and the Jew owes him money, but he did not make an apoiteki, the guy has no right, especially to take the wine, then the wine would still be muta b'hanor. Then the guy would be afraid to touch the wine. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, listen, Masnisa Nami Deik, I'll bring you a proof from this, from the next Mishnah. Well, now the next Mishnah that says, the Tanan, HaMitai Her Yenoi, Shalev Yitzchavim, in the case where a Jew is working by a guy in Shevat, the guy owns the grapes, the guy owns the vat, and he has a Jewish worker, and the Jew wants to work now, make the Yayin, kosher wine. He's metaya, means he's doing it carefully to make sure the guy does not touch this wine. The Jew is there doing the whole press, making the grapes into wine. That's called hametayer yenish lekachavim. A Jew is coming to be metaya to make kosher wine by a guy shavat. The noisnoi reshusa. Now after the Jew made the wine and put it into the barrel, he leaves the barrel for reshusakim in the guy's property. Now the guy writes back to the Jew to saying, his kabalti mimcha mois. Listen, even though you did not pay me the money yet, and really you only have a right to keep the wine after you pay me, but I'm considering it now as if you paid me the money. That means really this wine you have a right to come and take whenever you want. This wine like is yours. Just you owe me the $100 worth of wine. So it says in such a case, muta. If that was the situation, even though the Jew left the barrel of wine by the guy's house overnight, still it's mutter. The Jew is allowed to drink this wine, because the guy has mirsus. The guy is afraid that maybe the Jew will see him touching it, and he won't be able to sell to the Jew anymore. So therefore, it's mutter. But let's say if the Jew wants to take this barrel of wine back home, but the guy says, nothing doing. Right now it's my wine. If you want it, pay me. See, if the Jew has to pay the money before he could take the wine, then this situation, what's happened in the house of Beis Shoyin, this place, the also, and the Chum said, then no, then we have to be afraid this wine is also. We have to be afraid maybe the guy touched the wine. So what's the diyuk? Taima, what's the reason? Why are we afraid that maybe the guy touched the wine? Taima, tiyei manichai. Only because the Jew has no right to take the wine. So in other words, that's called like an apotheke, that the guy has the right to keep this wine. Since the guy has a right to keep this wine, then the guy is not afraid to touch the wine. He feels like it's his wine still. He's not afraid to touch the wine. But once the guy gave the Jew permission to take this wine, meaning that the guy cannot hold back, cannot keep this wine, then the Jew is allowed to drink the wine. Then we say the guy is afraid, he has mirsas, like we'll see later in the case, the Jew is around, or else there's a simon over there, the Jew has the key, so then the guy is afraid to touch the wine. So Shemamina, from here we see a proof, that Milvaos Aloysa Yain Vina Shemamina. And that's what our Mishnah says, that if the guy has a lien upon the wine, that then the guy is not afraid to touch it, is only if he has a lien on this wine itself, meaning he can hold back this wine, that he can stop you from taking the wine, then the guy is not afraid to touch it. But if the Jew has a right to keep the wine in all cases, and he can tell the guy, goodbye, this is mine, then the guy is afraid to touch it, and therefore it's mutter. Another Mishnah said, this was, let's say a guy was playing around near the pit of wine, and then by mistake he fell into the wine. He fell down there. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's even mutter b'shtiyah. Amar Papa says, Lashon, when was this learned? That wine is still mutter. When was this learned? Mutter, Ela, Sh'ola, Meis. The guy came up dead. Now, yes, how did he come up dead? Shaul of the mace came up dead, and they lifted him up. He went fishing there. Avololachai, but if the guy walked out of the barrel of wine alive, then also, then just the opposite. If the guy himself was able to come out of this bar alive, then we say for sure he was Mnaseach. He made the wine also. My time up. Over a papa, the domi alech yenedom. Like it's now like it's Yom Chag, it's like it's holiday today. In other words, he's so happy today, so we'll thank the God. In other words, he just got saved from death. He went falling into a big pit of wine, and then he made it up all alive, all by himself. So maybe he's going to thank somebody. He's going to thank his Avodah Zarah. So for sure, on the way up, he's going to make a shuk there, shake his hands in the wine, and the wine will be awesome. Right. Then next case is, Modudu Bekonah. If the guy was measuring the wine with a stick, so kol elu ha yemaisiv yomru yimocher, as Hanakam says, in these cases it's still also b'shtiyo, the guy still touched the wine, his only head to bahano, for Rabbi Shimon Matam, Shimon holds no, Shimon says even mutter b'shtiyo. So meravada baravo, yinoi cholel Rabbi Shimon, should be put upon Rabbi Shimon, brachas aroshoi, he should receive brachas on the top of his head. Why? Because he's very consistent, he says strong. When he holds something is mutter, he's matter completely. Here in our Mishnah, even though the guy touched the wine, but since we know what his kavanah was, to be saved, to measure, not to make netzach, therefore he says, even mutter b'shtiyah. You're allowed to, a Jew can even drink this wine. But Geshuwais, in other cases, where he said it's also, Afilu bano, he even says it's also bano. And Omer Lechia Breid the Abba Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Chizdo, Omer Rav, the Yamrilo, some said like this, Omer Rav Chizdo Maziri, that halacha Rabbi Shimon, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon, that when a guy touches the wine, Shalei the Kabonis, Nisuch, it's even Mutter B'Shtiyah. But Ika the army, some say no, that Omer Rav Chizdo, Omer Li Abba Bar Chonin, Hochiyah Maziri, halacha Rabbi Shimon, but the maskana is, we ain't halacha Rabbi Shimon. That's the maskana. We do not pass him like Rabbi Shimon. The ma'isa, the guy touched the wine, even though it was shalei the kavonas nisuch. We know what his intentions were, but since the ma'isa, the guy touched the wine, we hold at least it's also b'shtiyah. B'shtiyah also. B'hano it's mutter. You let us sell the wine, but b'shtiyah also. As long as the guy touched the wine, it remains also b'shtiyah. That's why today there'll be no kula. If a guy touches wine today, the wines for sure would be also b'shtiya. It's only a problem if it's also b'hanoa now. Like we said, like some shittas all b'zman azeh, when the goyim touched the wine today, it's called like shloi the kavana. Since today they don't worship the shichshuch, they don't do this l'shem yisach anymore. So some shittas all the goy today is called shloi the kavana. Therefore, if he touches the wine, that sheet of the wine is also b'shtiyah. It's only a problem, can you sell the wine? Is the wine mutter b'hanoah? Now we said, the Malkam Hefstid, if the guy touched the whole barrel of our wine, so the Malkam Hefstid, you have a right to be mekel and say, b'zman hazeh, it's mutter b'hanoah, you'd be allowed to sell the wine.
As long as it's not the
militia. So Yoshal, yes, about the spout. So the Malkam would be, right, the wine that comes out would be also. That's called kayach, that's called his kayach. Not worse than Kaya Kaychai. So he opens up the spout to let the wine out. The wine that comes out would be Yain Esach. But there's Mutter that we had before. When a guy pours off wine from a barrel or from a bottle even, it's only the wine that comes out has the Yisra Yain Esach called Kaychai. But what's left back in the barrel, we pass in as Mutter.
But then we say that the...
Right. Then it says, The guy became angry at a Jew, and he picked up an empty barrel, and he threw it into the Jew's vat of borrowed wine. So Misha says that's mutter even mishtiya. That's not considered kamaga, it's not called like the Jew touched the wine. So more so like this. Omer Rav Ashi, kol she bezav tomei, anytime a person is a zav, if he touches something, that he makes it tomei, so b'yodhi kechav ha'moyti yai nesach. The same way a zav touches something, it becomes tamei. If the guy touches the wine the same way, it becomes the yain nesach. But the chiddush is kol sheb zav tor, any type of a touching that even by a zav he does not make the thing tamei, it remains tor. So b'yodhi kechavim ainos the yain nesach. By a guy, then if he touches it that way, it does not make it yain nesach. So we'll soon see. Rashi says, Tomei means going to chiburin. Bein biyodim, bein bekonis. Shemavik echovim zav. Vayayim bekli ayotim tomei v'zav. Only if he touches it. Yeah. I will see. Simora says, Eisra, I have a question on you. Says now Mishnah that Ravuna, Eisra, Ravuna, Ravashi. Says now Mishnah, no, tal lesachovi. So the guy picked up an empty barrel. Rezok, Rebechamosai. And he threw it with his anger, libor, into this pit full of wine. So it says, the hoye maisa beishoyin, the yashiru. The chum said, the wine is mutter. You're allowed to drink it. But what's the reason why? The chamosoi. Only because the guy did it when he was angry. Because he was angry at the Jew. Therefore, when he picks up this barrel, we know what he's doing. He really would like to throw the barrel in the head of the Jew. Instead of throwing it in the head of the Jew, he throws it into his wine. But he's angry, therefore he has no das to make nisuch. But if the guy would not be angry, if he'd be nice and calm, and he would just take this barrel and throw it into the pit of wine, the wine would become osa. The question is, that's not a maga. If you're learning, gals, maga yai nesach. From Hilchas Zav, if a person's tummy is zav, would pick up a barrel and throw it at you, that's not called maga. There will be no tumah. So what does our Mishnah say? That if a mashma would have been, when he's not angry, it would be osa. Gemara says, "Hosam." Now, Mishnah means the case like this: "Hosam dekazo mineyu min."